Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's 8 o'clock.
It's time for more 92.9 The Game tonight.
Let's keep it going now.
On Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back in. Hour number two, 92.9 The Game tonight. Abe Gordon here in the Kia Studios. An interesting discussion we're having. And look, the NFL draft is on Thursday. We've all broken it down six ways to Sunday, right? Every single one on this station, every show has been all over the NFL draft. We will continue to be over the next three-plus days. But quite honestly, I'm kind of getting tired of arguing Dallas Turner versus Michael Penix versus what if a receiver falls, all that stuff. And so we're taking a little bit different approach right now. We're talking about the idea that it seems that the Atlanta Falcons are going to be drafting for need, filling a hole, as opposed to best player available. And the question I'm asking is why? Why now? Because that's not been the draft philosophy of Terry Fontenot in the past. And look, maybe that's because he wasn't making the picks to begin with. Maybe the first-round picks were, again, by royal decree of King Arthur Smith. But why now? And one of the questions is that because the Falcons are in a win-now mindset? And it demands that be how they approach these draft picks. Or is it because maybe Terry Fontenot's philosophy towards building a winner has adjusted a little bit? I mean, look, you try best player available, and the players are fine, they're good, but it doesn't get you where you need to go, so maybe take a different approach. Why now do you think it appears that Terry Fontenot is adjusting his draft philosophy? And I guess a little follow-up question, are you happy with that? Are you pleased that they seem to be approaching this draft towards taking a need as opposed to just best player available? 404-726-0929. Let's kick it off with Greg. What's going on, Greg? Greg, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Gotcha.
Hello?
Yeah, I got you, man.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I think it's a great strategy, you know, because right now the Falcons, they definitely have a few holes. And, you know, taking BPA hasn't really gotten them to where they need to be. So, you know, this team needs pass rush and haven't really been able to fill it via pre-agency like they want to. So why not be strategic and earn a good spot to kind of go after those needs? So I think it's a good idea.
Appreciate the call, Greg. The other thing is BPA, best player available. I might lean that way if we had one hole to fill and maybe you take a couple shots at it with a second rounder and a fifth round pass rusher. You have so many holes on the defensive side that you need to address that it's not just going to be one pick. It's going to be multiple picks throughout the draft that I think are slanted towards this is an area of need. Who's the best player at that position or in this group? And so I think you're dealing with that as well. Let's continue on the phones with Larry. What's going on, Larry?
Hey, what's going on, man? Salute to the show.
Appreciate it, brother. What's up? What you thinking tonight?
All right. I look at it like this. Okay, let's. I want to add to what your scenario. Let me throw a little caveat in there. Because we have so many areas of need, what if the best, I mean, the BPA is something that fills our need? And that may very well.
It's not going to be. Like, that's the whole point. Is like best player available at 8 is either it's going to be Brock Bowers, Joe Alt, a receiver, or JJ McCarthy.
Yeah, that's a good point. And you know what? Well, let me say it like this. And I was thinking about this and listening to some of the callers. Maybe his philosophy had to change because it's part of a different culture now. What he did with the Saints worked because, hey, that was their whole way of doing things. People kind of on board with that. Get to Atlanta, you say, oh, hold on, after the debacle last year, he says, okay, let me switch up now because Ivis, they're trying to win now, and which I have no problem with. You know, I heard a couple calls back say something about Matt Ryan. I mean, a lot of people kind of dump it on him and everything. I'm like, well, you know, let's get a few things straight. Matt Ryan, the game didn't pass Matt Ryan by. Matt Ryan was tired. Let's look at it like this. The entire time, especially the past couple of years that he was here, he was the Falcons. Our defense was trash. Our running game was non-existent. And some of our best receivers were always hurt. Love Julio, but it is what it is. So, and when they tried to get Deshaun Watson in, you know, that's a slap in the face of him. He could have taught Desmond Ridder a lot, I do believe. But, hey, the game didn't pass him by. I think the Falcons passed up on him with that whatever little debacle of a deal they had, and it hurt Matt Ryan. Last statement, Matt Ryan is a Hall of Famer. Thank you for your service, man. I was proud to wear my number 2 jersey, and I will always wear my number 2 jersey. Rise up.
Thank you very much, Larry. Appreciate the call. A couple things about Terry Fontenot and what's going on with the draft here. And I will say, I guess I kind of answer my own questions before I continue with the phone calls. And we're going to get to all three of you, Joe, Michael, and Ken. Just hang on 1 second. Bear with me here. I will say this. I think the Falcons are changing their draft philosophy because they are in win-now mode. They have not been in win-now mode in recent years. I know ideally you want to win every year you're in the NFL, but there's a big difference between trying to build and sustain winning, which is what they were doing with Pitts, with Bijan, with Drake London, with whatever was going on with Desmond Ridder. And so you are in a different state of the franchise right now. And I will be honest. I know we're talking about Terry Fontenot and his draft philosophy, and the last 3 years it's been best player available. I will, until someone directly involved tells me otherwise, I 100% believe that those were Arthur Smith draft picks and that Terry Fontenot did not have control of that situation. And I'm not saying he should have. I'm saying I don't think those were the guys he would have picked if he had a choice. I think the way it was set up, Arthur Smith said, here's the pick, let's make it, and Terry Fontenot had to go along. And I'm glad that's not the case because I do believe this year is a little bit different. Look, Terry Fontenot has been great in free agency. There's no denying that. When given money to play with, and look, we get to judge him again based on what we see from Darnell Mooney, right? But bringing in Onyemata, bringing in Jesse Bates, bringing in Caden Ellis, all three of those guys jumped right in, were very good for the Atlanta Falcons. And so I like what we've seen from Terry Fontenot. I'm excited that for the first time, in my opinion, for the first time in his tenure as GM, this is going to be his first-round pick because I do think they were Arthur Smith's previously. Let's continue on the phone lines with number 2. We got Joe. What's going on, Joe, in the Matt Ryan slot?
What's up, man? All the way out from L.A., relocated from Atlanta. Love the show. Love the station. First, I got to say thanks to all the callers. I hear all y'all's points, but there's so many needs. We got to go with the best player available, and unless the best player available is not Michael Vick at 22 years old, I'm not taking a quarterback. I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, I appreciate the call, Joe. My only concern is that best player available – quite frankly, is probably going to end up being Brock Bowers. And I just don't think you can defend that pick. I could mildly at least defend Joe Alt. I don't know if I could defend Brock Bowers, and I don't know if I could defend J.J. McCarthy. Not if we're really trying to win now. And I know Joe gave us the caveat, as long as it's not a quarterback. Look, if it's a receiver that falls and it's Roma Dunze, I think I can argue for that pick. I don't know if it's the best idea, but I think I can make the argument at least. But if it's Brock Bowers, who the way the draft seems to be shaping up, Brock Bowers is most likely best player available at 8. That cannot be the pick. I'm sorry. It just cannot. Until it is, and then it can be. But I you guys know, look, I'm with you guys. It's got to be defense. My line of thinking is best player available on defense. And look, if you trade back and that happens to change from a rush edge to a cornerback, then so be it. But best player available on defense is where I'm headed in this draft if it were up to me. Michael, out there on line 3, what's going on, Michael?
I'm doing very well. Hope you are. Yeah, I want not the best player available. I want a defensive player. I think Fontenot's attitude adjustment is that our offense is set. We got two of the best running backs in the league. We've got one of the best quarterbacks in the league. We have a good receiving core now, good offensive line. But if I remember correctly, we gave up a lot of long passing plays. We need cornerback and or safety to improve our pass rush, or pass rush to improve our secondary, one of the two. But we cannot outscore every team in the league. It'd be nice if we could, but I think also Fontenot would be looking at the schedule, looking at the quarterbacks that we're going to play, and saying, you know, we can't defend Mahomes with what we have now. We can't defend a Prescott with what we have now. We can't even defend in our division possibly without improving our secondary and our defense. Best player available would work maybe in other years, but not this year. I have been here since the Falcons came, before the Falcons were brought into the NFL, and I've been a long-suffering fan for years and years and years. And I want to thank Matt Ryan. Closest we ever came to winning a Super Bowl was with him. And if anybody left a game with 2 minutes left and he was a quarterback, man, you missed most of his wins, because he was absolutely dynamic in bringing Falcons back to a win. But defense is what we need. A corner, edge rusher, I'm good with either one. No more offensive players. We have a good offense.
Yeah, I appreciate the call, Michael. And that's kind of where I'm closer into that realm, although I could definitely be talked to a receiver if a Dunze or Neighbors falls. I can understand that. But as I brought up on my show yesterday, you can outscore everyone, I guess, in the regular season. That doesn't really parlay itself into sustained postseason success. Defense does. And if the best premise of the Falcons is outscore everyone in the regular season and then hopefully you get hot on defense. That's what the Lions did, right? Because the Chiefs had defense, the Ravens had defense, the 49ers had defense. I don't want the best hopes and dreams of a playoff run being hope we get hot at the right time. No, let's find a way to actually be good at defense. Let's find a way to actually win games. I think it's a lot easier to score 23 points per game and win with an average defense than it is to score 30 points a game and win with one of the worst defenses in the NFL. And kid you, don't be kid. Right now, as the roster is currently constructed, the Atlanta Falcons might be the worst defensive team in the NFL. Now, they're not going to enter the season looking that way, but I'm talking about you don't have Calais Campbell and Bud Dupree. That's 13 sacks, okay? I mean, you are missing the majority of your pass rush. Yes, you get Grady back. Onyemata should hopefully be healthy all year. Troy Anderson as well. But right now, you're just missing so many things that you had last year. Doesn't mean they won't be addressed. They will. But you don't have them right now. All right, we're going to take a little break. When we come back, we're going to continue with the phone calls. Ken and Ryan, they're going to join me and chat about Terry Fontenot's draft philosophy and why now is the time that he's changing from best player available to addressing a need. That's what's coming up. It is 92.9 The Game tonight. Live from the Kia Studios, it's Abe Gordon right here on Sports Radio. 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back in, 92.9 The Game, tonight here in the Kia Studios. I got to say this now as the sun begins to dip, and I know Steak set the scene earlier today on the Steakhouse, but it is the first night of Passover tonight, so get your last little crumbs of bread down now, because it's about to be sunset, and it's... For me, I can only speak for myself.
Pizzas.
Boy, did I load up on ingredients for matzo pizza, and we're going to go. It's not kosher to say we're going to go ham. So
no,
but we're going to get after some matzo pizza for the next 8 days. I guarantee you that we are ready to roll. I had my last little tortilla turkey wraps a couple of hours ago, and I'll be making matzo pizza. Literally, well, I got to walk the dog first. When I get home, I'll walk the dog. I might even preheat the oven while I'm walking her. You know, it might be one.
You're very excited about these matzo pizzas, aren't you?
I mean, I'd rather just be able to eat the regular frozen pizza that I have in my freezer.
But you can't do that.
But
now, huh?
Considering the situation, matzo pizza it is, man. Like, we're going to get after it. I got five boxes of matzo, and I don't think they're going to last all 8 days.
How many matzo are in each box?
It depends. These look like smaller boxes. That's part of it. But I eat three sheets of matzo at a time. I make three individual matzo pizza. One of them has to be the way the baking pan is shaped. You have to break one in half. It's a whole thing. I got a process.
Yeah.
I got a process, and it'll normally take me like two attempts to like remind myself of the process and perfect what I'm trying to do. So, yeah, if you are celebrating Passover, hope you had a nice Seder. It might be wrapping up about now. Good luck to the kids searching for
Do you restock the matzah? If you run out, will restock?
I have to.
Okay,
just what else am I? What am I? Go hungry for 3 days because I ate matzah too much? Again, good luck to anyone searching there for the Afikoman, all the kiddos and youngsters. So we're talking about it, and we're a couple days away from it, and it feels like there's a changing of philosophy for Terry Fontenot. It has definitely unequivocally been best player available the last couple of years. It feels like for a lot of people, it's going to be biggest need this year or one of the bigger needs, whether it's cornerback, whether it's safety. Well, it's not going to be safety in the first round, but whether it's cornerback, whether it's pass rush, it feels like we're moving from best player available to biggest need. And the question is, why now? I think it's a multifaceted answer, to be honest. But I do think the fact that you're in win now mode changes that a little bit. And quite frankly, like I said, I think the past couple of years were really Arthur Smith picks, not Terry Fontenot picks. And I don't feel that way coming in this year about Raheem Morris. So we'll keep an eye on that. Let's kick things off on the phones. Terry Fontenot changing his philosophy. Why now? 404-726-0929. We get things going with Ken. What's up, Ken?
Hey, what's going on, man? Listen, yeah, I think Terry's finally trying to draft what this team needs. However, if Malik is available, talking about neighbors at LSU.
Yeah, of course.
you cannot pass up on this guy. If they draft him, that offense will evolve to the greatest show on turf, part two, because his team would average 30-plus points a game, no doubt in my mind, with all those firepower on the football field, man. But
here's my problem with that, and neighbors for sure, but like even if it were Odunze, I could totally understand that. Here's my concern. Is that the Dallas Cowboys were the number one scoring offense in the NFL last year. The Miami Dolphins were the number three scoring offense in the NFL last year. And when push came to shove in the playoffs, they didn't have any defense, and their offense didn't get it done. And so the idea, the premise of scoring 30, and by the way, only one team in the NFL scored over 30 points a game last year. That was the Cowboys. They got a lot of their points off of defense. I just don't know if that's really a path that can still work in the NFL today, making your way to the Super Bowl, that offense heavy, that defense deficient.
Okay, having said that, Abe, what player on defense – when they pick, that would just make an immediate difference on the defensive side of the football. That's just going to put that defense over the top.
I agree with you. There is no one obvious at eight that comes in and says that's the guy that changes the scope of our defense. But I also would say, and not to totally disagree with you, Ken, I also would say that doesn't mean it's not worth trying.
No, it's definitely worth a try. But I think if they get a receiver like Malik, you're talking Julio all over.
Dude, you don't have to sell me on Neighbors or Odunze. I'm in total agreement with you. I can make the arguments for them. I just want to be cautious about you got to devote something to the defense because you didn't do it in free agency. And I think that's part of the issue, right? That's part of why we're having this discussion is, no offense to Darnell Mooney, but if you had used that money elsewhere, then everything's on the table at eight, including a receiver. And that just – I don't know if that's the case right now.
And one quick thing on Matt Ryan, man. I just want to thank Matt for the years, the good years that he had here, getting us to the NFC Championship game a few times, won Super Bowl. But, you know, unfortunately, he had that blip in the Super Bowl. And for that reason I can't put him in the Hall of Fame, but he was a great quarterback here in Atlanta, man. I love you, Matt. I wish you nothing but the best, man. And let's move forward, man.
I appreciate the call, Ken. Am I the biggest idiot and over-preparer in the world, Oren? I should have just scrapped all my Falcons top and just be like, give me your thoughts on Matt Ryan.
Hall of Famer, yes or no?
Oh, gosh. Boy, I mean, yeah, that would have filled the phone lines.
That would have filled every show.
Kind of boring.
All day long. Yeah, it's just, that's not.
I don't know. Like,
that's what we like to call sort of as like just that. When the teacher would come in on a Friday and, you know, they were a little, they got a little loose the night before and they brought the TV in and they just put the video on and let you watch TV the whole day. That's the equivalent of.
Are you suggesting that as soon as I saw Matt Ryan was retiring, I should have gotten drunk and come here?
There you go.
To do the show and just float that out there.
The equivalent of the video. Like, hey, Matt Ryan, Hall of Famer, yes or no?
I actually appreciate the callers tonight who have been both sharing their opinions on Terry Fontenot, on the NFL draft, and then ending with a quick thought on Matt Ryan. I think we're in pretty good shape doing that, and we'll continue to do that. We do have the power rankings coming up, but you know, who knows? Maybe we continue more phone calls when we, you know, at 9 o'clock, we may scrap outside the perimeter. We'll see how it goes. Let's continue, though, on the phones for now. 92.9 The Game tonight. Abe Gordon here live in the Kia Studios. Get you a quick Braves update. They are up 3-0. Travis d'Arnaud hit a 2-run home run. So Lil D just stays hot, like wildly hot. I think the last 5 hits that he's had are all home runs. Remember, he got walked twice. Did he get hit with a pitch, too, I think, somewhere in there? Maybe just walked twice, whatever it was. But he stays hot. And look, Bryce Elder's been in a ton of trouble tonight. I kind of am astonished it's still a zero. But guess what? It's still a zero. And you know why? That's the difference between Bryce Elder and, no offense, Darius Vines and Alan Winans. That's the difference.
He scattered 6 hits over 5
innings.
He
doesn't panic when he's in trouble. They definitely should have had runs. They had guys on first and second with none out. And a guy hit a ball off the bricks. And because one of the outfielders, I don't know if it was Harris or Acuna, I guess played it to the point where it looked like maybe he was going to catch it. They couldn't get around the plate. A guy got thrown out by 15 feet at home. By the way, I know while we're promoting what Travis d'Arnaud has done, did you see the arm Chadwick Tromp was floating out there yesterday? He threw that guy out at third base by 7 feet. I've never seen a guy thrown out by that much. It's not obviously not doesn't say much for the base dealer, but kudos to Chadwick Tromp for doing what he's supposed to do.
But those bigger bases are supposed to help everyone steal easier, huh?
He would have been thrown out by 9 feet if they were the old bases, so just 7. All right, let's get back to the Atlanta Falcons. Sorry for the quick aside there, but good news to report on the Braves thus far. We'll keep an eye on it. Ryan, what's going on, Ryan?
Hey, gents, how are you tonight?
What's up, brother? What you thinking about this draft?
So, you know, just to touch on why I think Terry Fontenot changed his philosophy is that the best available player doesn't fit anything that we're looking to do at this point. We have a lot of gaps, a lot of holes to fill, and where we are at 8, there are certain things that we're just not we just can't do. I don't see taking a Joe Alt. I mean, I would love to do that, but we also have a right tackle that's on salary, and, you know, a lot of it's a money game, right? So I would love to see us take somebody on defense, and if we're going to do that and we're not going to trade back, which would be my personal opinion, got to have a dance partner, but I would take Mitchell, Quavon Mitchell, as a corner. I know we need edge, and I can't believe I'm saying this because we've needed edge for so long, but I think we could get the kid out of Missouri, Darius...
Robinson.
Robinson, thank you. In the second round, or maybe trade up a spot or two to get him and get the best corner in the draft, which is really our biggest need position. So I think Fontenot was saying, you know, where this draft lines up, and there are a bunch of great players in this draft. You know, I'm a huge Georgia fan. Brock Bowers, I would love to have him on the Falcons, but I would hate that pick for that team. So, guys, have a great night. Appreciate you.
Yeah, appreciate the call. And that's the thing for me, whether it's Quinyon Mitchell, whether it's Turner, Verse, Latu, Terry Arnold, whoever the best defensive player, that's the guy I want to pick. And, you know, if you trade back to do it, I think I'm comfortable with that as well. What do we got? Gerald is on the phone line, too. What's going on, Gerald? Jarrell.
Hey, I appreciate that. Hey, well, I think that Terry has not changed his philosophy. It's just the way they've been running things. So if you notice last year, that all the free agency stuff ended up being on defense, and so then we come to the draft, the offense. And the same thing this year. All these folks picked up free agency on offense. Now, okay, and the best player available on defense, we're going to get to, and everything if it falls that way. So that's how I've been working that thing.
Yeah, I appreciate the call, and I had a tweet saying he's not changing his draft philosophy. All these guys have been day one starters, and I understand that. But you know, I'd have to go back and look at the draft board from a year ago to see who came after Bijan Robinson. But like, you drafted Bijan Robinson because he was your best player available, and the fact that he's a day one starter when you already had what I felt was a capable starting running back in Tyler Allgeier. That's pretty tough to define as drafting for team need. Like, that's a very clear draft for best player available last year with Bijan Robinson. So I do view it this year as an absolute change in philosophy, because no one that has called us tonight, no one that we talked to on the phones is going to sit here and tell you that any of the guys that we're talking about are best player available. Again, the best player available most likely is Joe Alt, or Brock Bowers. Maybe a receiver falls, and we can have that discussion at that time. Let's finish things up here with the Falcons, chatting with Ken. What's going on, Ken?
Oh, Ken's. My bad. Ken's.
What's going on, brother? How are you?
What's going on, man? Love the show. Love the topic. Daryl, actually, who just spoke, kind of threw me for a whoopsie, because I can kind of see what he's saying. I personally think that what the Falcons have been doing, I think it's closely more related to what Arthur Smith wanted to do.
That's my feel, too.
Where him and Terry could have where him and Terry could agree. But now we have Raheem Morris, and we know Raheem is predominantly a defensive guy. We know, shout out to Matt Ryan. I'm going to touch on him in a second. But I saw a post on Twitter earlier that was talking about where the Falcons rank offensively and defensively throughout Matt Ryan's career. And for much of the first 13 years, 12 years, we were top 10 on offense. Only once were we top 10 on defense. Every other year was like 28, 27, 14, 17, 19. We have historically had a bad defense under Matt Ryan. It doesn't make any sense. You've seen it, free agency, that we've racked up all these offensive players. Right now, it doesn't make sense to go offense again. What I would want to see in the draft is for us to get an edge rusher in the first round or trade back, get a cornerback, edge rusher in the second round. But I like the – I'm not too angry with the Joe Alt because he's an offensive lineman, right?
Yeah, he's the best tackle in the draft, and it's just projected to be an absolute franchise guy, potential all-pro.
I would not be sad about drafting back – trading back to pick him up, because the offensive line, as good as, you know, people want to say it, we're not great at pass rushing, and we're going to need to keep Kirk upright for sure, especially after the injury. Shout out to Matt Ryan. I can't stand Matt Ryan detractors. I think he's one of the greatest QBs. He should go to the Hall of Fame. Appreciate everything that he's done for Atlanta as a city, as a culture, for the game, for the Falcons. He's the GOAT. As far as Atlanta is concerned, he's the greatest QB of all time here, and he deserves to go to the Hall of Fame. He needs to be in Canton. He needs to be in the Ring of Honor. All that, couldn't say more about Mathias Thomas Ryan. I love him. Y'all have a good night.
Appreciate the call there. Thank you so much. And, again, good to see a lot more positive thoughts on Matt Ryan, because it had been a little bit of both sides throughout his tenure here, but – certainly on the day that he officially retires, everything seems to be moving in one direction. All right, let's go ahead and put a pin in this Falcons conversation, because when I get back, it is time for the PM Power Rankings. It is a pair of topics, a sports topic and a non-sports topic. I am very excited to get the word of Oren Romain, who's with me here tonight. Big O, I think I got a list that's pretty much flawless, and so we'll break that down on the other side. It is Abe Gordon here live from the Kia Studios on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Music brought to you by Oren, likely in part because we're about to discuss parties. A little bit of party action coming your way. Welcome back in, 92.9 The Game tonight. Abe Gordon here. I got Oren Romain hanging out with me until 10 o'clock. Going to go outside the perimeter at 9 o'clock. We'll let you listen back to what Jim Nagy told me earlier in the show about a number of prospects and players that have potentially been tied to the Atlanta Falcons, including what he said about Latu that may make you change your mind about how much you do or don't want him. That is coming your way at 9:20 as well. All right. Without further ado, because I love these lists and the topics that Oren gave me quite a bit, so let's go ahead and get right to it.
It's time for the PM Power Rankings on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right. If you're new here, 92.9 The Game tonight, the PM Power Rankings, one sports topic, one non-sports topic. I got to rank my five. You certainly can have your five as well. And this is not a fact check or anything. It's just how I feel about the list. And so we've got in our non-sports topic, we'll get to in just a moment, our top five brands of flavored booze. We're going to talk about that in just a second. But we do want to get to the sports topic first. That is the top five athletes that I would have liked to have partied with. And just for some clarification, I don't know if Oren meant it to be this way. I'm kind of taking it as like the height of their party times, like not how they are now. And you'll see what I mean as we go through this list. So I'm taking it like this guy's known for partying. We want to party with him. So here's my list. At number five, the athlete number five I would have liked to have partied with, Dennis Rodman. And, like, my only concern with Rodman is it might have gotten a little too crazy. Like, I don't want to be too wild. I want to have fun. I want to do my thing. Rodman might be, like, just wildly over the top for me. And I don't know if I could handle it. Like, I feel pretty good chilling with anyone else on this list. I don't know.
You're not chilling in the presence of Dennis Rodman.
Rodman feels like something could go wrong.
It's going to get aggressive, Abe.
Something could go wrong.
It's going to get aggressive.
Yeah, that's not what I'm looking for.
You're not looking for aggressive.
And look, he was always going to make the list. He was the first name I thought of when you asked me the question. But that's why he's at five. That's why he's at five. Number four, athlete I would like to party with, Rob Gronkowski. I mean, he's just like a fun bro.
Here's the thing about Rob.
He was
though.
At the Boston Marathon, by the way, a week ago, and he was doing a bunch of stuff. Dude's out there spiking footballs.
He spiked the first pitch. It was a Patriot Day, yeah.
Yeah. Rob Gronkowski is.
The question I have about Gronk, though, is that which variation of Gronk do you party? Because you said the height of their partying. I don't know if it ever really stopped or slowed down for Gronk. So, I mean.
No, he's
Patriots
days
or non-Patriot days?
No, but that's the point. Well, off season.
Okay, off season.
But he's a professional partier. Like I can get down with that. That there's no way Gronk. He's the life of the party. He has a good time. We have drinks like that. Let's get it going.
Only problem with that, Abe, is that Gronk seems like he's a big beer guy, and I don't know how into the beer you are.
We don't have to drink the same thing. Do we? I can drink my thing. He can drink his thing. We might tell you what to drink in just a moment because the non-sports topic is five favorite brands of flavored booze. So stick around for that one as well. So Gronk at number four, athletes I want to party with. Number three, John Daly.
Good luck.
Good food, good drink, good times, man.
Well, I ask you this. If John was like, hey, we're going to party – but a condition is you have to wear this pair of pants like I'm wearing, the crazy pair of pants like John, you know, just like John the party. Would you do that?
Yeah. What do I care?
I'm just asking.
What are the pants going to prevent my pickup game? Like, I already don't have that. It's not going to make it worse.
My favorite thing about John Daly is every year for the longest time when the Masters would be in Augusta, John would post up his RV.
Yeah, he got the RV hanging out there
at Hooters.
The local selling, wind spot.
Selling just whatever. Yeah. Memorabilia at Hooters.
Number two. I kind of cheated. I don't know. Like, maybe this counts. Maybe it doesn't. The brothers, Jason and Travis Kelce.
You have to have them as a pair.
And by the way, if I don't have them as a pair, I could have picked just one. But I think they're fun. They're not the same partier either. They bring different aspects of craziness to the party. I think they go great together, and I would love to just have a night
out
with those
two. They are very yin and yang. They complement each other very well.
So I would have a night out with those two.
Now, you said, though, Abe, you could pick one. Which one would you pick to party?
I think because he's probably a little more towards, like, my level of zany. It would be Travis. No, it would be Travis.
You're not putting on a luchador mask?
No. Look, I love Jason Kelce, but I feel like I would fit in. I'm not fitting in with any of these guys. I feel like I would fit in a little more naturally with Travis.
Okay.
Like, let's just get drunk and listen to some Taylor Swift. Like, I'm down for that, dude. Might do that Friday.
Maybe it's a party with Taylor Swift. Who knows?
Tortured Poets action over the weekend. I was checking that out.
By the way, did you hear there's like a diss track in there to
Kim Kardashian?
Tony?
Oh. There's one to Kim Kardashian. The Kadarius Toney, I'm not totally sold on, but yeah, I've seen the rumors about trying to make the tie-ins and all that. We'll see. Who knows? Number one, Athlete I'd like to have partied with, and a lot of this comes because I was in Cleveland when he was there, Johnny Manziel, man.
I don't think
like,
he,
not
I don't
the
think
cocaine stuff.
I'm about to say, because not,
but like,
ooh.
Separate of that, my man could drink. And
Johnny ratcheted up, man.
He had a good time, man. Like, there's no denying it led to his downfall, and I know he's spoken on a lot of things that he wished he did differently, but he was a fun time, man. As long as you don't get into bar fights
vibe,
outside
man.
The
not very
hotel
many
complex
college kids,
at 4 a.m. So.
Not very many college kids can claim that at their height of their popularity, they were on a first-name basis with Drake.
Yeah, and he was, you know, obviously in Cleveland, he was doing his thing with LeBron, too.
Yeah.
So you got that. All right, the non-sports topic today, the top five brands of flavored booze. And I really had to kind of rack my brain because I don't drink a ton of flavored boozes. We all know my affinity for Crown Peach. We've talked about that on Andy and Randy. We'll get to that a little bit later down into this topic. So I was really stretched a little thin on this one. And so I believe I put together quite a strong list. Number five, my favorite brand of flavored booze is, and I have to give a shout out to my favorite bartender in Atlanta, Alicia, because she turned me on to this.
Shout out to Bird.
She was working at the Bird.
She's
not working at the Bird anymore. But I'm actually going to try and go visit her at her new spot at some point. But she was working at the Bird. It was late November, early December, a couple of years ago.
Do you remember the date this happened to?
Well,
wow.
Well, because it was kind of like holiday-ish. And I said, can I have a Moscow Mule, please? And she said, can I take a little liberties? Can I give you a little surprise? And she made my Moscow Mule with cinnamon apple vodka. So like cinnamon apples.
Flavored vodka always like, because I'm gonna sound like a snob. I'm such a vodka purist.
Yeah, I don't care about that. It's in a mule, so it's already getting flavored by
getting
ginger
flavored,
beer and
just
you know,
extra
all that
added flavors.
No, it was delicious, and for a category that I really didn't have a ton of go-tos or flavored booze, I'm gonna throw cinnamon apple vodka in there. If for nothing else, try it in a Moscow Mule around holiday
Has
time.
Has it made the shelf back at the house now, Abe?
I don't make Moscow Mules at home. I'm not talented enough. I just. Number four needs no introduction. Fireball.
Cinnamon schnapps.
I get it done. Number three, a close relative, I guess, maybe, to Fireball is Screwball. And that is the peanut butter whiskey. And
I've had Fireball. I have not had Screwball.
Screwball
before.
I had it a couple of weeks ago. One of the listeners bought it for us at Twin Peaks, Kennesaw. And it is so good. I hadn't had it since they first released it.
Now
and,
let me ask you this, Abe.
It was so good.
Fireball and Screwball, are you drinking it chilled or room temperature?
Whatever. Whatever they pour the shot as.
You don't have a preference
if
on those?
If they pour me a shot, then I'll take it.
Okay.
Yeah. I do prefer probably room temperature, but if it comes chilled, it comes chilled. Number two, Crown Apple. Drink it straight. Drink it in a mule. Whatever. Take shots of it chilled.
You put Crown Apple in a mule?
A mule? Yeah, a Kentucky Mule.
Kentucky Mule. Okay, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I wouldn't mix it with vodka. I'd do a Kentucky Mule with Crown Apple instead of straight Crown.
And
then number one is just like Crown Peach. It's just get an ice cube, pour it over, and you're ready to go for the night.
Crown Peach.
I would give you some hesitancy on this. Don't drink an entire bottle of Crown Peach in 2.5 hours. I did that during college football season.
Don't drink any bottle of liquor in 2.5 hours.
I did that during college football season, and I do not remember the second half of that Georgia game.
What game was that? You remember what game it was?
No, not at this time. It was not an important game. Like, it was a game I knew Georgia was going to roll, although most of them I knew they were going to roll. So there was that. I started drinking at like 4:30, and it just didn't happen. I totally missed the Florida game that night. I was out. Forget about that.
Yeah.
I mean, I watched it, but I don't remember watching it. So,
I'm sure you
know. There's that. Those are my lists of top five flavored boozes, top five athletes I'd like to have partied with. I have tweeted it out on my Twitter page, @AbeGordon. So So feel free to share yours, especially the flavored boozes ones. I'm open to trying additional liquors. And so definitely share the flavored boozes that you like, you enjoy, that maybe you want, you think I should try out. And maybe I've had some of them, they just didn't make my list. And maybe I haven't tried it, but definitely give me a shout on Twitter, at Abe Gordon. I'm certainly interested to see what you guys have to share on that one.
Are you ready for the list, the new ones?
Yeah, I always forget this part.
You always do.
At some point, this will be like second nature, and I'll remember that I need to get topics for the next days. And unfortunately, you're not going to be with us here tomorrow. It's going to
be
Dom Chorosky. But the topics are provided by you, and they are provided right now. So, Oren Romaine.
Non or sports?
Start with sports topic, because that's how my list goes.
You can only include one local team in this, Abe.
Oh, we're doing this? Okay.
One local team. Your top five favorite championship teams of all time.
Can they be, like, dynasty teams?
If you pick a dynasty, it has to be 1 year from the dynasty.
Okay. Yeah, whatever. I'll just pick a year. I don't care which
one. There you go, yeah.
Fine. Okay.
And your non-sports one, your matzo pizza one inspired me, sir.
Okay.
Top five foods that taste better homemade. Your homemade pizza, sir. Top five foods that taste better when they are homemade.
That one's interesting because I don't make a ton of food at home. Or it's normally like already made and then I just warm it up sort of situation. But all right, we're going to go through that. There you go. That is the PM Power Rankings for tomorrow, 8:40. Stay tuned. I've already got some thoughts about these championship teams. I know a couple of them already. So that one will be an easy list. The homemade foods may be a little bit tougher. All right, when we come back, we're going to take a look at some of the top national sports stories and topics. Today's segment I call Outside the Perimeter. One more hour to go here, 92.9 The Game tonight. Abe Gordon here taking you to 10 o'clock on Sports Radio. 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.